Welcome to Shul Machshava on the Daf, the Shurim Perek Chelek, sponsor Lui Nishmas, I'm Yaakov Shalom, Labas Yitzchok. We're holding at Sanhedrin Daf Kuf Yud. The Gemara in Amud Beis, this brings the Machlokes that we saw in the Mishnah. If Der Midbar does have Chelek Lomabo, does not have Chelek Lomabo, in the opinion of Rabbi Akiva that says that Der Midbar does not have Chelek Lomabo. And what's very hard and difficult to understand is how can we say that Der Midbar does not have Chelek Lomabo? The way the Kedusha Slavi in the Likutim, Binyan Mithas Nishiko, asks, you have a Dor Kodesh Kazeh that heard, Koyel Elokim Chayim Edam Hitor Chayesh. They said, Nasa V'nishwa. You want to say, this Dor doesn't come to Olam Haba? So the Ramami Panu, in a Sefer Asor Ma'amoris, and Maimor Chikur Din Chilak Beis Parakhes, and so the Kedusha Slavi in the Likutim that we mentioned, they both say the same idea. They say that Dor HaMidbar is not that they do not come to Olam Haba because they're going to be punished not to come to Olam Haba. But they do not need to come to Olam Haba. The Ramai Pano says, what happens in Olam Haba? V'olam haba yoyimahu, inei lukeinu zeh. That in Olam Haba you will point, the tzaddikim will point to the Shekhinah. But Dor HaMidbar already had it. In Kriyas Yamsuf, they saw the Shekhinah. They said, zeh lukeinu. And the Kedushas Levi adds, it says, that the idea of Olam Haba is that a person, a tzaddik, that his whole life was yearning to come and understand and have a realization of Gilui Shekhinah. So when he gets to Olam Haba, he finally reaches that matzav. He's trying his best to be oimed al toichen adavar mahusoy. And when he actually reaches it, en chatainu godol mizeh. But somebody in this world already experienced that. He already did have the level of ruchnius and understanding, comprehension of Gilui Shekhinah. So he doesn't need that in Olam Haba. The tainu doesn't exist because it's not something new. They already had it. So Eilem Cheg Olam Haba means they don't need Olam Haba. That's why they don't have Olam Haba. And connect to this, what Rami Shapir that's explained in the Agatas the Rabbah Bacharan Boabaso and Maimer Yud Beis. That here the Gemara brings that the Ishmaeli showed Rabbah Bachano, Anshe Dor HaMidbar, that it looks like they're sleeping. So Ramosha there explained that Anshe Dor HaMidbar, they don't have the concept of Miso, of death. It's not a full Miso. Why? Because they already died and came back in Tchias HaMesim when HaKadosh Baruch Hu did Ma'amar Dar Sinai. Porcho Nishma, someone came back. So they already had Tchias HaMesim. So connecting this Yisoid of Ramosha to what we're learning right now, Pshat is, Dor HaMidbar went through the process of Tchias HaMesim and they lived the life of Olam Haba in the Midbar. So they don't need it again. That's why they're not coming to Olam Haba. And it seems clear that this has to connect to what we learned earlier in the Perek. You mentioned Divrei HaRamchal. Because Gemara says, Shis Alfei Shni Kai Me'almo V'chad Choruv. There's a 7,000-year cycle, 6,000 years of this world. The seventh is destroyed. We learned, as we mentioned during the Gemara, that most mefarshim understand that's the time of Olam Haba. Is Olam Haba only 1,000 years? So Ramchal explains the first 1,000 years is what we're referring to, Chat Choruv. Then there's another 1,000 years, Elif HaShmini. There's another 1,000 years, Elif HaChi. And then it comes to Elif HaAsiri. And then eventually it goes to what's called Netzach, eternity. It's a process that the life that comes after Olam Hazeh goes in stages. Stage one is Olam Haba, what we call Olam Haba, the first 1,000 years. But then it elevates and it grows and it gets higher and higher until it gets to eternity. So Epsher, that's what that Asor Ma'amoris means. That's what Kedushas Levi means. Dor HaMidbar don't need the Elif HaShvi. That first stage of Olam Haba they already experience in this world. So they're not coming to that place. They will come to the next stage. They do have Chaim that continues on and on to eternity. But the idea of Olam Haba, of coming and revealing what was missing in this world, in Ruchnius, that's something they don't need. So that's what the Gemara means, according to Rabbi Akiva, that Dor HaMidbar ein lehem chelek l'olam haba, dvorim amukim moed. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list to WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.